Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without their support, we would not be able to tell these stories like we do every day here on Atlanta Business Radio. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. First up on Atlanta Business Radio today, we have Pepper with Pepper Boxing Atlanta. Welcome, Pepper.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Sure. Before we get too far into things, tell us about Pepper Boxing Atlanta. How are you serving folks?
Okay. Yeah. So we are a fitness-oriented boxing studio, which means all levels are always welcome and there's no contact ever. So you can get as close to being a boxer without the actual hitting possible. So it's a fantastic workout. The something that makes us, that's proprietary to us, is the fact that we have a circular heavy bag layout, which means you see your instructor at all times. The workout is always broken, is actually broken down into three segments. The first third is boxing, so think cardio. The second is weights, so think toning. And then we go back to boxing, and that's more cardio. So boxing weights, boxing, cardio, toning, cardio. So it's a very unique workout to Atlanta and also our other studio, which is in Nashville. And we are also franchising out in Michigan and elsewhere. So it's a pretty interesting concept.
So how did you get into this boxing fitness world?
I've been boxing now for over 20 years. I started when I was about 16, 17 years old, and never looked back, really. I spent the last decade being a personal trainer in New York City, where I was one of the top producing personal trainers. And I just decided the older I get, I could no longer sustain the rigorous schedule that I, you know, used to carry. So I decided to look for markets that were, where I could build my own studio and, expand from there. And I started actually out in Nashville, kind of decided that, you know, with their shortage of commercial space and influx of residents, that it was a perfect recipe for success. And then, it kind of took off from there. We became nationally known, this tiny little studio in the middle of Nashville, Tennessee, got some recognition. And the Braves actually found us, sought us out, and brought us over. And we are actually in the Battery now because of them. So we're expanding from here. And that's the story of Pepper.
Now, when a person joins the fitness center, are they going there for just good cardio, kind of strength training workout? Or is it that I want to do this for self-defense? Like, what's kind of the mindset of the person that is a member?
Yeah, well, there is definitely a personality. I'll say that first. That's attached to Pepper Boxing. It's usually the type of person who enjoys a rigorous workout that, you know, has awesome music and that's high paced and challenges you. But no, we do not, we are not geared towards the fighter. It is predominantly fitness based. So again, there's no contact ever. It's all levels all the time. It's a very friendly, welcoming community and culture. So yeah, I mean, it's not your typical, I'm just going to use this term kind of loosely, Rocky gym, where it's, you know, in a basement and it's dingy and people are clubbing each other with their fists. No, it's a high-end product that you can really fall in love with. I mean, it really does. It beats a treadmill any day for your cardio. and the workouts are ever changing because it is a sport at the end of the day. And I think a lot of people are drawn to that, and it really helps with membership retention because our clients really take an interest in learning how their bodies work, but also, and I say this loosely, the sport of boxing. I think it's very fun. A lot of people also hire us for personal training. So they want to get a more in-depth look at footwork or combinations, or even just work on more weight training or diet. They also hire us for that. So we're full service in that regard.
Now, what about the beginning fitness person? Is this something suitable where, like, you can have someone advanced and someone a beginner and intermediate all in the same class, or is it different classes based on where their fitness level is?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. We set it up so that it is all levels all the time. And I mean that. You can go at your own pace. There is nobody barking at you like your typical trainer or instructor. You get what you give, essentially. So the more effort you put in, the better the results. But if you are a beginner and you don't have any experience with one boxing or just fitness in general, what makes us so unique and so special is the fact that we do have this circular heavy bag layout. And I'll explain that a little bit for you. So most boxing gyms, or let's say fitness-oriented boxing gyms, or even boot camp classes for that matter, are assembled in a grid style where it's just rows and rows of bags and it's impossible to see the instructor. What you end up doing is inventing what's going on. You half-heartedly hear or attempt to complete the assigned, I guess, combination, or just drill. Or you use your neighbor as a quote unquote, as a teacher. But with us, you literally see the instructor at all times, and there's constant feedback between you and them and you. So that's very unique, and it allows us to be extremely accessible to anyone and everyone all the time.
So now, how have you handled this COVID-19 crisis? How has the gym been open? Have you been doing virtual classes? What have you been up to?
Yeah, so, we tried to, obviously there's no template for this. This is very new to everyone. We were lucky that we have reoccurring revenue. And, we did a rally call. I mean, this is going to sound, pardon the cheesy reference, but we did a pep rally, and our vast majority of our clientele rallied behind us and paid the majority of their dues to ensure that we could continue to stay open, essentially unaffected. Of course, we did take a hit because not everyone was in the position to do that, and that's perfectly understandable. But luckily, we remained relatively safe, quote unquote. So that was one thing that was tremendous. Again, that's because of our clients. It's because of the tremendous community and the culture that we've created. We put that ahead of everything. That's the cornerstone to our business, and it worked. So that was that. We also offered all of our paying members, of course, an online membership. We pivoted, and we did that actually in 2 weeks. My fantastic marketing team put together an online website. It's called peprally.pepperboxing.com. And we streamed live via our social media and then downloaded them to that site. We also had a portfolio of videos prior to COVID or any of the closing, the pandemic. So we were lucky enough to upload that as well. So giving that in return for paid dues over the course of the quarantine really allowed us to I wouldn't say grow, but again, stay safe. I have decided that moving forward, at the middle of this month, we will be shooting two videos a day, every day, basically forever. so that in the event that this happens again, we are positioned to actually charge for this online platform, because I'll be a little bit more confident in the library and the quality to do so, and actually add potentially some marketing dollar behind it. So we are never left exposed again, because I can only imagine that, and I hope this isn't true, that the kindness and patience of our clients will only go so far in the event that this does flare up again. You can only ask so much, and also just with good conscience, ask so much from your paying clients to do that again when they can't even come to the gym. So that's what we've done.
Now that the battery is open for business, is your facility open?
Yes, we are. So what we've done is, you know, with the aid of the battery, but also making sure that we are up to date on all of the guidelines in Georgia, but also the United States, you know, we think that there's a way to be open, but be responsible. We don't have to put anyone in harm's way, especially our staff and clients. So what we're doing is we're running at a reduced schedule and a reduced capacity. We're lucky that because we aren't in a grid style of bags, there's about 10 feet between bags. So we go every other bag, where there's normally about 5 feet between bags, there's now 10, plus the circle layout, the instructor's in the middle, so you're never near them either. We also took away any community or communal weighted bars or bands. So it's, you essentially keep to yourself, you box, you don't have to worry about touching anything that anyone else touches. We have an entrance and an exit that's separated for the clients. We have obviously disinfectants. They're actually hospital grade disinfectants. We have always done this, so we're actually quite lucky. So we have a large surplus of sprays and hand sanitizers. So in that regard, we're actually very lucky. and we provide rubber gloves, so that if you don't want to touch anything or don't want to be in our communal gloves, you don't have to be. You can also purchase your own. So we've worked very hard at creating a safe environment for all of our clients. I'm very proud of that, actually.
Now, how has this impacted your plans to expand? On one hand, it sounds like you now have an additional offering that's part of the what a possible franchisee would get, but has it kind of slowed down the process in terms of going to market with the franchise?
I think that, okay, so obviously we were going to expand on our own in Buckhead. We can't even look at additional spaces right now because a lot of the commercial agents just aren't taking appointments, which is fine. So that's delayed that. In regards to contracts and creating the system for franchising and to equip our franchisees, that has not stopped at all. The next step is plotting the market and understanding how the economy will grow has been the biggest challenge. Now, we suspect that the first franchisee will open up their new pepper in second quarter 2021. And that's, we've done all of our due diligence, and we feel like that would be the best time to do that. So we haven't been, I would say that it's my job as the owner, to find opportunity wherever I can. And believe it or not, this time in quarantine and being isolated has allowed me the chance to really fine tune the franchising of Pepper Boxing. So I think that's the most positive answer I can give. So we found opportunity and we're making the most of it.
Are you getting clear on what that prospective franchisee looks like? Who the ideal franchisee is going to look like and what they're doing?
Well, we already have interest. They'll be opening minimum one, but their plans are to open up three with rights to do that in the entire state. But because they are our first franchisees, we do have a good understanding that if they are in the position to grow with us, we're going to give them some opportunity to do that. I don't know what that's going to look like yet. But moving forward, in addition, or I should say, other than the franchisees that we already have, we vetted them, and we plan on vetting anyone else who does come to the table they have to have a certain experience and liquid assets that we look for to ensure that if something like this were to reoccur or any unforeseen disasters were to come about, that they're in a position to fund Pepper and continue with the brand regardless. So we vet them. Does that give away enough without telling you what our secret sauce is?
Well, I wasn't asking for a secret sauce. In case somebody who fit the bill, I would like them to know to contact you about this.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. You don't have to be some kind of a boxer or fitness professional to open up a Pepper. I think that if you have a good understanding of business and if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, we provide just about everything you could possibly need to be successful, except for the good old fashioned elbow grease. We do suggest being a managing owner for the first year, but we've turned a profit in Nashville after our first month, and that was 3 years ago, and we turned a profit, meaning we covered every single one of our expenses plus took home money in our seventh month in Atlanta. So we do have a product that works. So yes, if you fit the criteria, you're welcome to contact us at info@pepperboxing.com, info@pepperboxing.com.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about the facility here in Atlanta or maybe get on your radar for a possible franchise elsewhere, is pepperboxing.com, is that the website to go to?
It is, pepperboxing.com. If you contact us at info@pepperboxing.com, it will go directly to me or our corporate headquarters, and we will from there, of course, answer any and all questions that you may have. And if you want to look at classes, for example, on the website, you'll have the option to go into Nashville or the option to go into Atlanta. Of course, if you're in Atlanta, you probably want to go there. And you'll see a breakdown of the studio, how to contact us, the instructors, the schedule. We also have a promotion where the first class is $5, and that's that. Come in, enjoy it. If you love it, stay. We'll set you up with something fantastic. If not, no hard feelings. Come back when you're ready.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well, congratulations on all your success.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's been a lot of hard work, but it means a lot. Thank you.
All right. That was Pepper telling us all about Pepper Boxing Atlanta, and you can learn more about them at pepperboxing.com. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember to support our sponsor, OnPay. By supporting them, that'll help us tell more of these important stories. See you next time.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.